Welcome to Local Matters. This is Margaret Williams, news editor for Mountain Express for our weekly news podcast. Joining me in the studio is our environmental reporter, Green Scene reporter Susan Andrew, who has a story coming up about a paddle trail that's being developed by two local nonprofits on the French Broad River, and that would be the Western North Carolina Alliance and Riverlink. So tell us a little bit about that.
These two groups have had a shared vision for some months now for a paddle trail on the river so that folks paddling the entire length from the headwaters of the river in Rosman, 117 miles downstream to the state line. It's mostly private land, so it presents a problem if you don't want to have to retreat from the serenity of the river back to civilization. Where can you spend the night?
So camping out along the river.
Camping out along the river is going to be on tap. It's coming online slowly. Just last weekend, a team of about 20 folks, volunteers and staff members from REI, which provided a grant for this second campsite along the river, and staff and volunteers from the Alliance joined forces to develop the second campsite now available, made some beautiful rock steps, did a lot of vegetation management, and worked with a private landowner there. A private family owns the farm there along the riverbanks and gave them a 10-year lease to develop this beautiful campsite, the second one along this developing paddle trail.
Well, interesting. We'll keep up with that and see how it develops. I know both organizations have been very proactive and active in advocating to protect the waters of the French Broad and other water issues. Thank you for that, Susan. We'll stay tuned. Joining me now is staff reporter Jake Frankel, who talked to a local business owner who climbed a big mountain close to Mount Everest earlier this year, and a couple other news bits going on about the universe.
Yeah, Manoj Lama is an Ashevillian who owns Himalayas Import and Kathmandu Cafe, two well-known downtown Asheville businesses. He shared a lot of interesting tales of a recent trip back home to his native Nepal. He went there in April to go buy crafts and handmade paintings and various other items for his store. He likes to go there about once a year and buy the stuff he needs for his store and visit his family. While he was there, some friends convinced him, somewhat begrudgingly at first, to fly to the Mount Everest area and trek up a 18,000-foot mountain called Gokyo-ri. He wasn't exactly prepared for this adventure. He hadn't done any training. He didn't really have the right kind of clothes. But he grew up in a little village that he could see Mount Everest from growing up. He had always been fascinated by the area. He'd never been before. He actually learned to speak English from listening to and talking to a lot of American trekkers that would hike through his native village, but he'd never done much trekking himself, so he decided to give it a try and try to climb up this 18,000-foot mountain. He had some challenges, he admitted to, with me. He actually turned back at one point when he was about halfway up because his hands were just too cold. He wasn't prepared. He didn't think it was going to be that cold, even at those high elevations that time of year. His legs were bothering him. And after a few days climbing up, he turned back around and was headed home. He said, "See you, friends. I'll be back at base camp. You know, have fun." Then it turns out he started talking to a Nepalese trekking guide who was bringing up a big group of German seniors who were all in their 60s, much older than Manoj. And the guide gave him some inspiring words and said, "Look, just take it slow. You can do this. You can even borrow my good gloves. If I can get these old guys up there, I know you can do it." So Manoj gave it another try. He just took it really slow, gave himself a little longer to adjust to the thinner air. And after about 10 days, or maybe it was 8 days, met back up with his friends and climbed to the top of this mountain. He said it was one of the most fulfilling experiences of his entire life. They really lucked out and reached the peak on just a crisp, clear day. He had amazing views of Mount Everest rising above him, of this huge glacier below him that he said you could hear the ice just having these massive cracking sounds. And it just, it sounded like this just awesome, awesome experience. And I was happy to get a chance to talk to him about it. And of course, we have a print story coming up. And he also was gracious enough to share hundreds of photos from his trip with us. And we're going to have a little online extra. We're going to put together a slideshow with some of his stories that he shared with me and some of his photos.
Awesome. It sounds like an incredible trip.
It was. And it was also interesting just learning a little bit more about him. He moved to Asheville in 2000 after living in Colorado for a few years. He originally came to the U.S. to go back to school, but after trying to be in a vocational college for accounting for a little bit in Colorado, he ran into just a lot of practical problems, and he ended up getting out of that. He was visiting Asheville to visit some friends, and he just thought this would be a great town to start the import business. Before then, he had worked in Indian and Nepalese restaurants in Colorado. So that's where the idea came from a couple years ago to also start the Kathmandu Cafe right down the road, which is the only Nepalese restaurant in town. And he's really hoping that will catch on. He said that he thinks it's gotten a good response so far, although he did note that the economy has really been hurting his business at the import store. He's noticed that dropping off. He said that he's hanging in there with the restaurant, but that if the economy doesn't get better, he doesn't know how much longer he'll be able to keep it open. And in another kind of economic sad story, his neighbor, who owns Old North State Clothing Company right next door in the Flatiron Building. I spoke to Andy Archie this week, who owns that clothing company. And unfortunately, after operating for 10 years in downtown Asheville, he did say they are going to be closing this weekend. He said after having the first 6 years they were open, averaging about 20% growth per year, the last few years they've seen just a drastic nosedive in sales by about 75%, and it's just too much for them to stay open.
That's tough. We're sad to see them go. I know that many business owners are struggling, and a good friend of mine is a pharmacist, and he said his business is down 30% in this tough times. But thank you, Jake, for joining us. We'll stay tuned for those stories in print and a little taste of close to Mount Everest.
Yeah.
I'll leave it to you to pronounce the name of that mountain. And say that again. What was the name of that other mountain?
Gokyo-ri. And talking to him and looking at these photos got me thinking about, you know, going up there sometime. One really nice thing about this is you don't have to be a really skilled mountaineer to get up to this mountain, unlike Everest. Certainly, though, one lesson I learned from talking to him is that you do need warm gloves. And it might help to be somewhat in shape.
Well, again, thanks for that, and we'll stay tuned to those stories. Look forward to seeing those pictures.
Thanks.
And that wraps it up for this edition of Local Matters.